Kia ora and welcome back to the show. Now, I'm very excited. This one's close to home. I'm very excited to have Akita with me in the studio today. One of the movers and shakers behind Christchurch Pride, which starts today. Good morning.
Morena.
How are you going?
Yeah, I'm a bit tired. I think I've had about 4 hours sleep.
Nice. So, hey, today's big day.
Yep, it kicks off today. Yeah, we have the official start at 5 o'clock. We are mincing through the city with our support for walk.
Mincing, yeah. Nice, yep. Nice choice of word there. Yeah, I say I attended that walk last year, yeah. And it's just a lot of fun, really.
Yeah, it's getting bigger and bigger. I think we're going to have to next year just look at a new space because it's crazy busy. So,
wow. Yeah. Wow. I mean, that's fantastic as well. I guess kind of a great place to start, really, is what is happening this year?
What isn't happening? we've got 10 days of over 50 events.
Wow.
We've had people trying to register events as late as yesterday. But yeah, we've got things like our queer youth are having a ball at the art gallery, Qtopia. We've got movie nights at Alice's. We've got games nights. We've got stuff for our sports enthusiasts. We've got the Heroes Rugby playing the police.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so that's going to be interesting. We've got actually quite a few faith
orientated
things,
cool.
Which is really beautiful. Supporting our diverse people who are, you know, who have faith, which is really beautiful.
Right.
We've got obviously our drag quizzes. We've got our drag bingo, which is one of our biggest events at Cashmere Club. We've got Friday drinks tonight happening at Castro's.
Cool.
We've got brunches. We've got our big closing neon party at Moi Moi on the last Saturday, which is the 18th.
Yeah. Yep. Moi Moi is a great place for it. Nice and open. Yeah, that'll be cool.
It's going to be big. We've got Jordan Escra coming down from Auckland. He's coming straight from Sydney Pride or World Pride to DJ and some local DJs as well. We've got drag shows as well. So lots of drag queens, drag kings, diverse performers performing. So yeah, it's going to be big.
Holy moly. I mean, where can people see this program? Because, like, spoiled for choice, really.
Yeah. If you are a Facebook follower, you can follow us on Facebook. All our events are on there. We have an Instagram channel as well, so you can follow us there. But we have a Pride website, which is chchpride.co.nz, and all our events are up there.
Cool.
Yeah.
Holy moly, How do you even begin to wrap your head around all this stuff?
It's amazing that, you know, when we first started off, I've been with Pride for about 12 years. You know, we would maybe have 10 events a week.
Wow.
So that was pretty big for us back then. But now to have over 50 events, Christchurch Pride actually only run about 5 or 6 events throughout the week, and then we open up the rest of the week for community groups and organisations to put on their own event. And the events that we organise as a committee, we make sure that they are just an open, diverse event for everyone. Cool. So if someone wants to put on a women's only event, then that's totally up to them. But we won't do that because we want to make sure that we're as inclusive as possible.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. So what's new for this year?
We have a couple of new committee members who have just been amazing.
Cool.
They've brought a whole lot of energy into the committee because it has been hard the last couple of years with COVID.
Yeah, totally.
We'd put on so much time and effort into creating these events because we're all volunteer committee members. We all do this on top of our families, our work lives. And so to have that energy is really awesome. We're just seeing lots of new organisations and individuals come on board, new businesses, the visibility is really growing.
Yeah.
So that's awesome.
That's fantastic. And I'm sure you're not allowed to play favourites, but do you have a favourite event?
There's, so I mean, I love the walk because it's just for everyone. And it looks like it's going to be a beautiful day today. And just seeing the city with rainbows, and last year it was really just so many people from the community coming together, so many smiles, young people, old people, all diverse people, just catching up. It was like a big, beautiful family reunion, and to see them filling the city is just beautiful.
I have to say, my biggest memory from last year's one was I had a friend who was DJing at the youth event, the youth ball. And so I was like, and he's not a DJ, so I was like, oh, I'll go along, see how he is. And it just being so astounded by how many young queer people there were there, and how many incredibly proud young queer people there were. And, you know, when I was at school, I would have never thought to be out and proud. So it's amazing how things are changing and how far this is coming.
Yeah, we've come a long way since when I was at high school. And I think people are feeling a bit more supported on their journey. And realising that it is a journey for everyone, whether you're young, old, however you identify, it's a journey for everyone. But yeah, our youth are in a much better place. Although, you know, we still have a long way to go. To have spaces like Utopia and Rainbow Youth and all the other youth groups around Aotearoa is just amazing.
And with the way you've got it set up, which I think is actually really clever about how other community groups can register their events and stuff, it must be a really interesting gauge to see how things are growing and changing.
Oh, definitely. People think that, oh, can I put on an event? Of course you can.
It
doesn't have to be a massive event. It could just be a coffee catch-up at a cafe. But we will support you. We will promote you. We will help guide you, put you in touch with other people. But if there's an event that isn't there that you want to see there, then please get in touch because, we'd love to see you there.
That's so cool. And, of course, what time does the walk start today?
We will be starting off at 5. Cool. So we are starting from the Ballantyne's end of Cashel Mall, walking towards the Bridge of Remembrance. So we'll try and walk or mince a wee bit slowly so it doesn't, you know, end too quickly. And we've got a stage at the end of just by the Bridge of Remembrance. We have the amazing Elizabeth Kerikeri coming to help open the festivities. We've got Amir coming to speak.
Very good. I'd hope so.
Yes. we've got some other speeches from our committee. And then we've got some performances from local drag performers, and then we've got the amazing Moana Var doing a Pacifica dance, and then we're just gonna, you know, dance and be fabulous, and then we'll move on to Fraye, which is at River Pride, which is Riverside, but
during Pride. I love all the puns here. It's great.
During Pride, they like to rename themselves as River Pride. They're an awesome ally. And so we've got a youth event there with some drag shows. And then at Castro's at 9 p.m, we've got Fraye for the 18 and overs. So there'll be a few bevvies floating around. I think last year we actually drank them out of alcohol. So we have told them that this year they need to be prepared.
Oof, man, the queer community knows how to have a good time.
We do.
Hey, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Oh, you're welcome.
And thank you so much for everything you do. And like you mentioned, you are all volunteers. And to juggle this in with your personal lives and your work lives and, you know, to still put something like this on, it's absolutely incredible. And you should be so proud of yourself. So thank you for joining me this morning.
Oh, kia ora. Thank you. Happy Pride, everyone.
Happy Pride starts today. Get involved. Have a great time.